This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D, last name is Crowell, C-R-O-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is 2/26/1974. Date of evaluation 5/4/2022. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric follow-up requested by patient himself for management of his persistent anxiety symptoms and a review of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 48 years old male who is familiar to our service. I had last seen him on March 2nd, 2022. Period I reviewed, evaluation done by therapist Michelle. I had started patient on Buspar 10 milligram twice a day at my previous visit. During my evaluation today, patient reports no benefits from current dose of Buspar. He reports that he took up to 60 milligrams of Buspar previously and was wondering if Buspar can be adjusted. He is otherwise active and moving around in the facility in his wheelchair. His sleep and appetite is adequate. He denied any suicidal ideation, but continues to express helplessness. Patient is also on duloxetine, mirtazapine, and pregabalin for management of anxiety and pain. No reports of any paranoia, delusional thinking, no reports of any hypomanic or manic symptoms. Next paragraph, review of systems. No changes in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric treatment. Social history, history and habits, and current medications are forward from last visit on March 2nd, 2022. Under current medication, also add Buspar 10 milligram twice a day. Under psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, say yes. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements. Weakness, gait, wheelchair, self-propelled, speech clear, mood anxious, thought processes intact, association, normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating. Level of consciousness alert, oriented times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited assessment plan, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1 plans, increased abuse part to 20 milligrams twice a day to alleviate ongoing anxiety symptoms, continued duloxetine and mirtazapine as prescribed. Number 2, borderline personality disorder, F60.3 plans continue. Psychotherapy, I encourage patient to practice deep breathing exercises. Disposition, encourage patient to participate in diversional, meaningful activities. Be a monitor for any changes in mood, behaviors, and notify our service when indicated. Ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Procedure 299308. End of dictation.